Hachette Audio presents Private Gold, written by James Patterson and Jassy McKenzie, read by Robert Petkoff.
Prologue. Alone in his office, Kosi Kumalo waited for the visitor who was his last hope. He was nervous about this meeting, more so because the man was late. He glanced through the window. The latch had been damaged in the recent burglary, and he'd fixed it with a piece of twisted wire. Outside, the sky was darkening, and the hum of traffic was starting to subside. But he'd willingly stay here till midnight or beyond if this visitor could deliver what he'd promised. Information. Kosi was desperate for the vital link that would allow him to pull together everything he'd learned over the past few weeks. They knew he was digging, and they were trying to stop him. The recent break-in was proof of that, he was sure. He'd hidden two sets of backup data in different places, and although they'd found one, they had missed the other. But he didn't know who they were. Not yet. He hoped that by the time he left tonight, things would be different. Then he could share the knowledge with his business partner. It would turn everything around and give the two of them a fighting chance again. He hadn't wanted to burden Joey with what he'd learned, not when Joey was preoccupied with the day-to-day survival of Private Johannesburg, their fledgling investigation business. The shrill ring of the doorbell made him jump. Instinctively, he glanced at the empty space where the video surveillance screen had been. It had been stolen, of course, together with everything else of value. Kosi checked that his pistol was holstered on his belt. Then he hurried to the lobby and opened the door. Mr. Steyn? The man who shuffled in looked as furtive and dispirited as he had sounded when he'd called earlier. They'd taken everything from him, he'd said, and it certainly appeared true. Dressed in shabby jeans and a threadbare shirt that hung on his lean frame, he seemed much further down on his luck than Kosi was. He carried piles of files and documents in a makeshift wooden crate with nails jutting from it. In a soft voice, he greeted Kosi.
Let me help you with that,
Kosi offered, taking one side of the crate, but Steyn nearly dropped his side and the flimsy container started to fall apart. Kosi made a grab for the documents as they slid to the floor. Wooden slats clattered around him, and something sharp jabbed him painfully in the thigh.
Hey, careful there,
he warned as he picked up a dog-eared folder. Behind him, he heard Steyn mumble,
Sorry.
A minute later, and Kosi had retrieved the fallen papers and pressed the nails back into place. His thigh was stinging. The crate looked old and dirty, and he made a mental note to get a tetanus.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?